All right, good morning, good lunchtime, good middle of the day, whatever time of day you're listening to this. Welcome to a show without a name. We're happy you found us. It's Eric, Demetrius, Philip. This is like the OG.
OG.
I
know.
And I've totally outlined the OG Cohen and new G Cohen. Mm. Although Kara texted me the other day, I was texting her. And there almost was some confusion. I'm like, Carol, wait, we got to be straight with this. Your Cohen is OG Cohen. My Cohen, who's Lindsay's Cohen, is new G Cohen, yep. Regardless of the ages.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's the truth. It's like the Godfather. Just because you're older doesn't make you the leader.
He is Don Cohen.
Yeah, Don Cohenone.
We got a lot of things to talk about. D wasn't here last week. I want to talk about... haircuts, coffee shops, an idea for speed gun tickets. Philip, we got to get to Danny, who's in town.
He is.
Even though he doesn't want to be on the radio because we're too mindless for him. That's what it is.
We'll go with that. Yeah, that's fine.
Crazy. I really don't like what you do on the side.
See, flip your NPR ideas on. We'll get him that way.
Oh, my God.
We'll get to Danny. But first, let's start with Demetrius, who was not here last week. You had an appointment, but this week was the first full week of Kara Nicodemus, your employee.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was Kara Nicodemus / assistant. and let me just, bro, and the reason this happened was because the guy that I hired had made plans to go to Florida, mm-hmm, before I had hired him. And this vacation, he had planned... with him and his girlfriend and their little one, they had planned this like months in advance that they were going to Disney World last week. Now, I had not foreseen having to let somebody go, so that left me in a precarious situation.
Oh, I have so many questions. Okay, keep going.
Of just what was I going to do for this whole, because it was just me. So I approached Kara and I'm like, hey, you know, and I need some help. And she was like, sure. And so she came in and answered phones, and absolutely amazing. She has the best personality on the phone I have ever seen.
Did you doubt that?
It was so crazy. I'm like, who is this? And how come I don't get to sleep with her? Like, what is going on? She was nice. She was engaging. She made people laugh. She made old people comfortable. It was absolutely amazing.
You know why? I mean, honestly, I would tell you, I believe in Kara, but 100% she realizes that, like, that's family money, and she's not going to screw that up.
Bro, it was the craziest thing. She came, she got up, she dressed like she was coming into an office. Like, she had on, like, professional clothing. She would answer the phone, Nicodemus State Farm, how may I help you? You know, and it was, like, absolutely crazy. This one lady called. She was very upset. Kara goes, ma'am, I'm just his wife. He is the only one in this office right now, and I have come here to help him answer phones. And she was like, I understand your frustration, ma'am. And I understand. And I'm like, what the shit is going on here? Where? I'm like, do I got to call you on the phone to get this kind of understanding? But
I agree with
you. She shined all week. It was crazy.
I agree with Philip. Like, after the situation with the shady dude who took some of your money, she's happy to be part of, mm-hmm, of this. Mm-hmm. It gives her a sense of purpose. And to that point, like, I think when we were texting during the week, I thought it was a great idea for her to do this because it gets her out of what she had been doing for so many months now. So I'm sure maybe whether she admits it or not, I think it was welcome to get into something of a different routine and help out.
She did say yesterday when we were driving home, she said...
You guys drove in together?
She drives her own car.
Okay.
All right. And we were driving to her parents' house yesterday. Okay. I'm sorry. And she said it was really nice waking up knowing that I had to be somewhere and I had to do something. And she goes, but it was also super nice knowing that I don't have to.
Exactly.
When I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's kind of not how this works. It's
it is.
You don't get to go, hey, you know, I'm not coming in on Thursday.
I think it's more so like it's good to know that you get, like Eric said, a change, because it's always baby, 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 mm-hmm. baby, baby. So it's like, oh my God, like I get to do something different and I'm needed somewhere else. But at the end of the day, this is not a repetition. Oh, like I do this for a week and I'm good.
It was so funny, like watching the phones explode. Like just like phone call after phone call after phone call, and watching her like go, okay. And like there's basically all she can do is answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
She can't do anything else.
No, she
can't do she can't take payments, she can't do anything. She can just answer the phone. And to watch her field these phone calls from my clients and then go, this is somebody and she's super old. I don't know what's going on with her. You know.
But instead of talking to an almost three-year-old or
yeah,
or the neighbors or the mm-hmm. polic or whoever, like she got to talk to strangers of all ages and demographics.
Mm-hmm.
It probably re-energized her. But I get the point of like, I enjoy doing this. It's nice to get up and be in a routine and do something. But I can also, like, that's my life now.
Yeah.
People, I ran into a couple people this week and they're like, do you have time? Can you
time.
Join this?
Do I have time? I have a bag of time. I can give time out. That's how much time I have.
The best thing about my life is now, before, like, I was chained to corporate America
mm-hmm.
and the paycheck and the benefits yep. were wonderful. But from like quarter to five in the morning till I went to sleep, like I was someone's
bitch.
Employee.
You were somebody's
bitch.
Yeah. That's where
you want to say it. Yeah. Say it right. You were somebody's bitch.
Now I'm my own person. I follow my calendar. I load it up and I can move things around.
That must feel nice. I don't have that yet.
I mean, look, there's perks and benefits of everything. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Know the girl who opened up the flower shop across mm-hmm. the street? Her name is Audrey. I don't know if you guys had ever met her.
We met her, yeah.
Or seen her. So I always run into Audrey, and there's just some time like when we were getting just like overloaded with work and stuff, and she says to me, she'd had the shop now for a couple of years, and it's her shop. She's like 26 years old, and she's been doing it by herself with some family help, no employees. She's like, mm-hmm. what I wouldn't kill to work for a boss who would just tell me what to do. I'm like, watch what you wish for. Because I had always thought the other thing, like what I wouldn't kill to have my own place, autonomy and control. So it's not always grass is greener. It's what you can deal with.
Yeah. And I will tell you, be careful what you wish for. Like I remember thinking about those days where it was just where I'm like, you know, when I was on the road doing stand-up, I was like, yeah, only person I had to answer to mm-hmm. was like the bookers and the club owners. But I was on the road all the time by myself. And I went, you know, it'd be really nice just to have like my own little spot, you know, my own spot that I could decide stuff.
Yeah.
Kara saw that last week when she was like, Jesus, I didn't realize, you know, how many people come in and ask you for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they just assume like you have this stuff to give or whatever. And it's, you know what, I love it because, you know, there are days I can decide that, you know, sun's out, I don't want to work.
Guns out.
You know, but I don't want to work now, and I can close at 3:30 or I can just leave because I have people. But man, there's so much more shit.
I feel like it's the same thing. Like when you are running your own business, like you feel like you have like the liberty to do things that you want to do, but you're the beck and call of whatever service that you're providing to other people.
You don't. You're like, you know what? Only be able to answer to so-and-so. I'm just going to answer to myself. And then
you answer to the 300 people who are telling you what you need to do. Yeah.
So like, I don't want to compare this to mm-hmm. like having a job, but the only time since my birthday's coming up, and Lindsay keeps trying.
What is going on?
Well, I'm doing something with this.
Holy shit! How far have you come?
Wait.
Oh my! You couldn't even put H and A together in a sentence before you were like, "Who the hell told you?"
Yeah, what? Exactly. What? Yeah.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Please.
It's in a couple of weeks. And I still feel the same. I'm going to give my birthday to Cohen Cohen, you can have another birthday. You just turn.
But you know that's not how that works.
I know. Just the party itself. And he'd be so confused by the math. He'd be like, how do I go 5 to 6?
You should make him crawl through a huge rubber tube like that gets real narrow at the end just to simulate birth.
They took, and then he got cut out.
Now today's your birthday.
So I want to celebrate something else. Mm-hmm. June 7th with us getting let go.
Oh. Wait, I wasn't a part of that. But I will totally celebrate with you. That's fine.
Which we're coming up on. And it's been, so it's been about,
that's crazy. It's been a year.
11 months.
Our old boss is apparently on my Instagram and liked one of my recent pictures, and it threw me off because I saw the name and I literally had to go to make sure it was her, and I was so confused.
It has gone quickly, has it not?
It has.
The only man, happiness.
So
weird.
Party?
This
party?
Is weird.
June 7th?
Like, if I was miserable, this would have been like the longest 11 months. But man,
I think you guys should do it. And I think the theme and the
logo, you're part of this.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll do it. I think we should do it. And I really think we should just take the logo and flip it backwards and we can just post it everywhere.
RMT?
I think that's perfectly fine.
I guess I'm now at least digitally close to the people or the woman that's opening the Jed's downtown. Are you still okay with it?
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, June 7th. Okay, so we'll figure that out. Point being, like, other than the holidays, I've been busy, and I've been super busy lately, especially now. It's like, you guys know, I've tried to commit myself to community things, mm-hmm. and it's walk and somebody's sick charity efforts time of year. So, like, my calendar's loaded. Like, we're doing this today. Tomorrow, I know this has nothing to do with anything like that, but Vinny and my friend Justin from the Art Museum, we're going to do an Avengers podcast at 5 o'clock.
God, I haven't seen it yet. I need to see it.
Monday night. Did you guys see the article in The Blade about the two young black guys from UT who are attempting to develop a real working app for TARDA? They've traveled to other cities, and they're like, mm-hmm. I can do public transportation really well in Atlanta and Chicago, and they're like, we'd like to bring that here. Podcasting with them on Monday. Tuesday, I have a bunch of crap. Thursday, another... Schedule's busy. I'm like, I can fit you in on Wednesday morning.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Just a quick question. And I don't know. Maybe I just listen for these kind of things. Why do they have to be two young black men who are making...
First of all, that's great. And that's important. I'm happy that you point that out, because they are two young black men who are making a difference in Toledo. And I'm happy that you said it that way.
Of young black men out there making a difference.
That's great. That's great.
So I just... Lump them all together, like as two young men. That's all.
To that point.
That was my Jesse Jackson moment. I apologize.
Thank you, Reverend.
To that point, and I did think about this, but it is. Look, we have these preconceived notions. In this, what I'm about to say, more than those two dudes. Went to go see Avengers yesterday morning, 9:05 a.m.
Oh my God, who does that?
Got me, because I didn't want to go Thursday night. It was going to be chaos.
White people.
Exactly. Go to a movie.
Stop.
It is white people.
You know Eric has his black card. It's fine.
This is not going to be spoilery at all.
Are you sure? Because I haven't seen it. If you do this, I will yell.
And I haven't seen it because I have a wife and a 2.5-year-old.
So I didn't want to go Thursday night.
Okay.
But I'm like, I'll go. They had shows like every hour at Franklin Park on Friday. So I bought a ticket a couple days in advance at the big theater, picked my seat, and I get there, and there's only a smattering of people, 20, 30 people max.
At 9 a.m., of course.
Mm-hmm. I sit down, and I walk in, and I was like, hey, do you have any coffee brew? She's like, over there. I'm like, how about bacon and eggs, M&Ms? She's like, oh, you're just crazy. So I go, and I take my seat. Last row in the auditorium.
Yeah.
Up comes, I'm looking down at my phone, up comes another woman, and I'm like, please, the seat, we don't have to do assigned seats, sit. So she sat a couple away. About 10 minutes later, her friend shows up. These were two, in their 60s, African-American women.
Outstanding.
Black ladies.
Uh-huh. Outstanding. Okay.
That disqualifies them because they're in their 60s. Now they're just old. And now they show up early to everything.
Yeah.
So they were probably about to walk the mall.
It gets better.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to chat with them. I wanted to engage.
Of course you did.
But I didn't have enough coffee. And I was excited for the movie to start. I haven't been as excited for something because I knew it was going to be good. And it was since like maybe the very last Batman movie. The one woman who showed up a little bit later pulled something out. Not a gun or anything.
Fried chicken.
And offered it. Better! a big watermelon and some grape.
Yes!
Nope. McDonald's breakfast sandwiches.
Oh yeah,
bless her heart.
And she asked me,
"That's old school movie, baby.
That is.
Like you, millennials, you guys don't know shit about what it requires to go to a fucking movie." When I was growing up, my mom would stop at those bulk fucking stores, you know, where you could get 30 pounds of peanuts with a scoop
for $2.
And just put it in a bag, mm-hmm. and she would go, "Go get your candy." And we would run and we would get bags of bulk candy because my mom said to us, "What you can find at the concession stand, I can find here."
True statement.
And so we would get bulk candy and then she fucking sometimes she would bring fuck shit wrapped up in foil, like in her purse. And that was back when women's purses carried everything from an extra child to food. And she would, my mom would bust out a meal. Like, if you asked her to spend money at the concession stand, she would be like, "What the fuck did you just ask me? Do you not see all the shit I got in my bag right now for you? Look at this. Does the fucking concession stand have mac and cheese? Does it?" And you're like, "No, mom.
I know this game because my Grammy Weisberg did the same thing, which is why I wouldn't go to the movies with her." And it has nothing to do with all that. It has everything to do with the fact that it was a breakfast sandwich.
Did they offer you one?
Yes!
Yes!
Yep.
That is a great, that's a black grandmother
that's
for
old,
you right there.
Yeah,
she's
going to
make sure
people.
If you, baby, you hungry?
Yeah.
We're going to make sure you eat.
Who's the present with no name on it, just in case the guest shows up, baby?
I wanted to ask them, are you guys here because of the Black Panther mania? But I wanted to talk
and
to them, but I was
they
just,
were.
I was just, but you know what? As older black lady-ish as they were, they also struck me from my very limited observation is that they are probably like, "Hey, I hear there's a big movie coming out," and they probably do something like that often.
Ethel,
and you know what?
Ethel, I heard Avengers Infinity Wars is coming out.
Ooh, girl.
Man.
They probably had nothing else to do, so like, why not at 9 a.m. in the morning instead of walk the mall? Let's go see a movie. I'll grab the sandwiches. Yeah. You bring the booze. Mm-hmm. Like, why not?
Philip, it was a phenomenal movie. And because you've had 18 movies to develop the characters, there's no bullshit time-wasting. So you know what it is? It's like a fighting game before they started to get really like artsy. It's like an arcade fighting game where it's like win the fight and then they move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And then it's like brawl.
It's like story mode in an arcade fight game. I love it.
No story mode. Because it just goes from fight and it ends exactly as I expected. And I'll give you one Black Panther thing. There were clearly some people there because of the Black Panther mania. Mm-hmm. And there was an audible gasp the first time he like rises over a hill with the epic music in his costume because there's a bulge and
oh my god, so there's this artist I follow I follow on Instagram and we were talking one day about something and he knows that I like Captain America, so he drew this Captain America. I will show you guys. You probably don't care for it by any means whatsoever, but
dude, if he's holding his
he's not Black Tin America. It's a thing. Hold on 1 second. But he drew Captain America and he also has a Black Panther photo as well, and I think it's awesome. Again, you guys won't care for this, but that's the Captain America that he drew because
cool.
I said that I like Captain America.
Good art.
So, yeah.
Great art.
And, yeah, I'm going to put it up there.
It's a little gay.
It's super gay. I'll show you T'Challa. Hold on 1 second. Where is it at? Okay. That's Sailor Moon and T'Challa, so.
Oh, God. The king with his prince. Can we have that somehow?
I'm going to buy them, so yeah, that's fine. He's awesome. He lives in New York, so.
That's very good.
Yeah.
One slight disappointment on that. There weren't enough people in the theater to cheer, and I wonder if there was cheering on. Because, again, when the movie is in fight mode and people show up out of the shadows and stuff, you know, I guess I kind of missed that, but I also enjoyed having a quiet theater myself. I was kind of expecting there to be a Wakanda forever when when they flash to Wakanda.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Philip, did you hear that there's a Starbucks coming to downtown?
I did not. There's a lot of things coming to downtown, and we all know why, but it's not a bad thing.
ProMedica.
Yeah.
I met the owner of Balance the other day at the coffee shop. And I had never met him before, and I had wanted to. But we had a long chat. He's like a big podcast fan, so I'm like, hey, we do this. But I really just wanted to thank him for all that he's done for the air. He's building this hydroponics garden mm-hmm. and everything.
You should chat with him. He's a really cool guy. He loves Apple too. So
we have signed up for a podcast. We're gonna do a podcast. He invited me. If you guys, I can. He invited me. There's a media night. 5 to 9.
That'll be awkward.
This coming Friday.
Why is it awkward?
Right, just for us to show up, like, hey guys.
Well, here's the thing.
That's why we should show up.
He invited. He said he knows all like the popular Instagrammers and influencers around Toledo, and he invited them. He's like, he didn't know the regular media people. I was like, well, let me help you out. So that, mm-hmm. but he's a great, great guy.
Yeah.
But there is a Starbucks coming to the Edison building, and
okay,
3 years ago, I enjoy Starbucks. It's good coffee. I like it. It's got the right amount of caffeine. But there's going to be one in the Edison building. 3 years ago, we were craving and needing a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like local business snob is coming out, because I like Starbucks. It's quality stuff, even though it's expensive. But between Maddie and Bella, where I go every day,
right,
regardless of the backgrounds or not, but Rust Belt and mm-hmm. Claro,
yeah,
Bleak House,
yeah,
a little bit further outside of downtown is Black Kite. Mm-hmm. There's also the Bigby that's already there down next to the subway. It there's no void anymore.
It's not about a void.
Yeah. I know.
What's going to happen? Like, those places won't suffer, because honestly, what happens when you do something like putting a chain like Starbucks into a situation like our downtown, downtown Toledo, people are going to not like revolt against it or anything, but they're going to still make sure they stick to, well, I know that Starbucks is here, but I'm still going to go to Black Kite. I'm still going to go to Rust Belt. I'm still going to go to Maddie and Bella's.
I forgot the other one. Plate One, Sandy Spang's place. So there's like half a dozen. I think you're right, but while there's not a void there, and then the article in The Blade, it talked about how Starbucks can act like a ProMedica and be a magnet to other businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, just throw up a Starbucks sign, but not the coffee. But
you know what I really, really want? I want us to go down. Apple. I want Apple to be downtown. And there's a lot of space down there. So if anybody wants to, like, throw that into my district manager's head, like, we could totally use some space downtown. And that would also help with building downtown. I'm just saying. Just like Starbucks.
It is. I mean, look, there's a handful of businesses that enhance the appearance of an area.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks happens to be one of them.
Sure.
We need a Starbucks downtown. You know what it does? It legitimizes the growth of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
If a corporation like Starbucks is going to say, hey, we're going to open up our own store down here, it shows that they have faith in what's going on down here.
It's like we hit an important mile marker in downtown Toledo. Yeah.
It's like what Trader Joe's does to an area.
Dude
when Trader Joe's opens up a place, property values go up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally.
It's the same thing with Apple and Starbucks.
And that's what it says. It says it that place becomes like a beacon for like young people who are starting their careers, young families who may not have children who want to live downtown.
You know what it is, too? It's very funny, because when people travel, like when they're going, because a lot of people drive through Toledo and they'll be like, God, I just want some coffee. And when they put in coffee, Starbucks is the first thing that pop up. So even though the other places are down there, it'd be like a place to like drive through, grab some coffee and keep moving. But then they'll see that Starbucks, they'll see what else is down. So I'll be like, well, maybe we should stop back through here and see exactly what that store is or what this place is.
I'd really like to see the actual power of the growth of downtown, to see if it can cross over that bridge. I don't think it can cross the bridge.
Oh, you don't think?
I don't think it's got enough oomph in it.
I think it does.
Get across that bridge.
Because on the side that's on the other side of the Cherry Street Bridge from the docks, it was just bought and sold by ProMedica.
Yeah.
And there's going to be more retail and housing there. And I believe they've already broken ground. And then down Cherry Street towards the Vistula area,
mm-hmm.
if that's a landfill or whatever it is, the party, Dennis and his friends threw a Halloween party in the Wonder Bread building, and that's going to be condos soon. And they started to build those right after Dennis's party. So it's happening.
You gentrification, know, baby.
White people vacation. It may not be like on point, but at the same time, that show AP Bio, which is based in Toledo, me and Danny watched the episode yesterday before we went out, and they were here. Like, they were shooting here, which I, for some reason, had no idea about. They had Toledo Walleye stuff. They had Jute Mode stuff. They were shooting downtown at the docks. They were shooting downtown at, like, over, I think, like, from the Heights. Like, I was amazed at the fact that, like, I saw this background. I was like, oh, that's just a green screen. No, like, they were sitting at a bench at the docks.
The people that I know that watch that show believe that they came one day, shot it all, and just suck it in B-roll.
Probably, but I mean, it went right into the story of what they were doing. Like, if you ever get a chance, watch the latest episode of AP Bio. Like, it's nuts. They had to have been here, and it's crazy that nobody knew about it.
I am more shocked that there were artsy people from another area and nobody alerted you.
This is what I'm saying.
Really, isn't there some kind of code?
There was another show that was shooting here in Toledo. Anytime anybody comes to Toledo, they put out a thing for like extras, wherever the case may be. Like, there was absolutely no sign of it. They were even in the museum. They were legit in the art museum. That's there was so a painting funny. That was in the art museum that they had. Like, it's crazy.
We're going to do a show. And we're going to do it in Toledo, but we don't want actual Toledoans to know about it.
It's just a streaming show, right?
No, I think it's Fox, actually.
No, it's NBC. But
oh, it's NBC? Okay.
I don't think it's on the network. I think it's streaming only.
Oh, well, so it's definitely not, on Hulu.
That's why I don't think it's been a huge deal, but because other than when it got announced, like, mm-hmm. I've heard very little about it. Like, there's been little buzz.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when I was driving on 75 to where I usually would be getting tickets from, and by the way, the two times I thought I was getting a ticket, I did not, so knock on wood, but that cop right there is the sneakiest one yet, because you can't tell if it's the road closed sign if you were to go straight on 75 or there's an officer sitting there. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, there were nothing but, like, people were doing 60 and then nothing but brake lights. There was no backup, no volume, but there were brake lights. So I guess those are all the people that, like me, have gotten a ticket in that one spot. So I was talking to Frank. He's new at Maddie and Bella, and he had a great suggestion. Because we all hate these tickets, but like I said, you don't want it, don't speed. He had a great idea. If you pay the ticket, like, within a certain amount of time, 50% off.
I think it's a great idea. It's like the parking tickets. Your parking ticket for the first like 10 days or something, it's like $10. You pay it. If you go past that 10 days, it turns like 50. Like, who does that? What the hell is that about?
Your wheels are turning.
Come find me for my $10 parking ticket.
They will.
I mean, 50%. Honestly, we all know what the tickets are about.
Right.
Right? It's not about making people slow down, because if that was the case, you'd pull them over when you saw them.
Right.
And that would, you want people to slow down legitimately, put a police cruiser on the side of the road.
It works.
And watch people slow down. This is generating revenue. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's call a spade a spade. And they're not going to give you 50% off because you paid it on time.
It could be better than getting these people to go to court, wasting time, or having to chase them down at all. Yeah.
Or having people just not pay them.
Wasn't there something in the there was something in the paper this week about this was back in courts?
Yeah, this is back in the Supreme Court.
It's crap.
Where are we now? Well, the Ohio Supreme Court, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And right now, the city of Toledo is arguing that this is a safety issue. And they're saying, because it is a safety issue, it is a city issue only, and the state cannot be involved in it. It interferes with the city's ability to govern itself, and it's their right to determine their laws within the city limits.
Do you think that's why they have stationed this officer heading into that construction zone so much recently? Because they have not been on the other places on 475, but there are always accidents in 75 North, like headed north, headed into the north area.
Once again, though, if that's the case, put a cruiser out there. Don't hide a cop who has a radar
gun.
Exactly,
hide is great.
That is not a deterrent. Mm-hmm. What that is like, if I know, if I'm a college kid and I know I'm very lucky at this one bar because all the girls get drunk at this bar.
Well, that's creepy. That's cool.
Continue. Well, you know, I know it's, I know right now in this day and age with the culture, but
#MeToo.
If I know it's a high target environment, I go there.
Right.
Okay. Right? That's where you go. And if that's where they
I get
all,
the analogy
if
you're
that's
using,
where all
yeah.
those girls are hanging out, okay. that's where I'm going. That is where that is. What that little spot on 475 is where all the girls go.
Are you talking about like are you talking about the cop who like legit like there's a fence where the pedestrian, the walking bridge is at?
No.
Okay,
no.
So like this dude like he hops the fence in the morning. When I go to work, I see him like out here with his radar gun, and it's just him and the gun. But he literally has to jump over a fence because there isn't a way for him to get over there, and he's like standing in the grass.
This is
doing that.
Where 75 North splits to 475.
Okay.
And it about if it's a quarter of a mile on 75 below that, south of that, it says 50 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. It's a speed limit change.
Yep.
And it goes from 60 to 50. And now there's like an orange background on the 50 mile an hour sign. So it is the speed trap, the mother of all speed traps. But that's why I bring up the other part about it's a city safety issue, because there are so many accidents where the road narrows just near the Jeep plants, just north of 475.
But my question is, once again, how does that make you safer?
Right.
How is that a deterrent against accidents and speeding when you can't see them?
Right.
If you truly want to make this, make a statement and say, hey, we're trying to cut down on accidents and speeding in this area, park a cruiser.
And turn the lights on.
Park a cruiser. People slow down. Dude, I slowed down for this idiot who bought a cruiser at an auction.
I hate those people.
I hate that shit.
Worst
I'm like,
people.
First of all, bro, I just looked at you, and I'm almost positive you have a criminal record.
Listen.
I can't believe I slowed down for this shit.
People, like, the cruisers are literally sitting in construction areas, and there's nobody in it. Obviously, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and the lights are on, but you will slow the fuck down because you realize that whether you think there's somebody in there or not, yeah. you don't want to get that ticket, and it's a deterrent instead of having somebody stand there with a gun. I agree with you guys.
I texted you about this, and it all kind of coalesced yesterday, but you have never been more right about something in your life. Do you want me to?
Go ahead.
So, a couple of months ago, we're talking about Mr. Idiot in Charge, and he's like, we were talking about how he set up this conference with North Korea, and we're like, great, this is going to be the dawn of nuclear war. He's going to say something wrong.
It's a horrible idea.
Kim Jong crazy is going to launch his button, and before you know it, it's going to look like the end of one of the Terminator movies. He's like, he's trying to be Nixon. Nixon didn't do anything except Watergate and establish a relationship for like the first time ever with China, another global power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to do business with China. It's just how the globalization of business works. We don't have to do business with North Korea other than please don't shoot your nukes off. Like, don't do something crazy and take down half the world because you got drunk one night and the president tweeted something.
Yeah.
So D's like, he's trying to go for, if he can take one thing away from his presidency, is that he opened up dialogue with a country that no one could get into. And in case you heard, the creative way of saying it is the Korean War ended yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump and his sanctions and whatever he had lined up for his talk with Kim Jong-un was the catalyst for that.
You know
what? And Dee said this months ago.
You know, because here's the thing. For the longest time, North Korea was the crazy cousin in a family full of sane people. Like, for the longest time. Like, leaders of the free world would come around and they'd talk in a regular voice. They'd have coffee and tell you about their day. And then North Korea would come running in and go, "Bugs! Bugs! Bugs! I hate bugs!" And then you're like, "Holy shit, Carl! What the?" And then he would run out of the room. And he was like, but he wasn't crazy. He just knew that he could say crazy shit and scare the hell out of everybody. Well, all of a sudden, he met a crazier fucking cousin.
Listen.
Who was like, "Fuck your bugs, bro. There's the government after me." And he was like, "Fuck." And so he was like, "Nobody's ever talked to me like this. No one's ever fucking said, hey, called me names, ever, ever, ever. No one ever said, hey, you know what? Keep on fucking around and I'm going to blow your fucking ass up." And he went, "Oh, shit."
Yeah, and there's a possibility.
Yeah,
this
he
is
was
real.
Like, he goes, "This fucking dude still says his hair is real."
Ridiculous.
So, I mean, and so, yeah. Like, it broke down. I mean, eventually, good for him. I mean, if there is one thing that's going to come out of his presidency, is that the fact is that he did something that no free...
Well, we're not, here's the thing. We're still not sure.
No leader in the free world has ever... Look, first of all...
We're still not sure. He has like this huge plan on May 14th or May 7th or some shit like that, where he like, oh, I know what I'm doing. The French president knows what I'm doing. I have these plans to go out and do X, Y, and Z. I hate that situation because he has these so-called like these plans of what he's going to do. And South Korea and North Korea are meeting to like kind of... like put their shit together, but he still frightens the hell out of me. Whatever his plan is that he is kind of sort of sharing with people, it still puts all of us in fucking danger, and he's an idiot, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Look, and I'm not ever one to carry water for Donald Trump. Ever.
Thank you,
ever.
Kanye.
But I don't even know what that means.
I get it. No, look, it's nice where we are right now, like watching them shake hands across an invisible border with South Korea and North Korea yesterday was a historic. I guess dating back, do you might remember, like Israeli relations with Egypt and stuff? I guess like that. I very much still believe what you're alluding to, Philip, where Donald Trump could be over there, wherever this conference is with Kim Jong-un, and these two are swiping on Grindr and their dick pics get tweeted out. Like something crazy could still happen, but this is a historic moment, and I'll give him credit for it.
The man who has the key, like the keys and the buttons to help launch nukes in this country still has two Playboy bunnies who are trying to fucking sue him. Like, and it's a huge thing. Instead of him making that go away, he's making it a bigger deal. He's arguing with fucking celebrities online and tweeting about how they're great and how they're idiots and how they're this and how they're that. Like, I can't. Like, the man...
Can we give him this credit?
Blows my mind.
He's still a horrible person. And whatever. He did what Dennis Rodman couldn't do.
First of all, what does it say?
Fuck, man. Give Dennis Rodman the credit. He started this shit.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Great.
I'm sure Kim Jong-il was like, holy shit. Are you all like this? And he was like, well, you know, yeah, you know. Like, unreal that Dennis Rodman gets to do what he does. But, I mean, hell. The Korean War started when? 1940?
Oh my God!
We got involved in the '60s, right? I don't remember.
Vietnam was the '60s.
I don't know.
Like I want to say 1940 somewhere, and
Korean War kind of gets short shrifted because like there was no like nuclear holocaust in Japan, and it wasn't a war we lost. Mm-hmm. So it's like we were in a lot of people don't know.
It was a tie,
right? Yeah,
and it was a tie. People were like, "Dude, nobody's gaining any ground here.
Let's just stop right
the
here.
Only thing we've gotten out of this is MASH, you know. So let's call it quits." But how long ago?
Long time. And now
to have somebody say, hey, we're actually going to sign this peace treaty and say...
Did they sign it? Did they actually sign it, though? Was that a thing?
I don't know about the paperwork, right. But all the symbolism was there yesterday.
It was.
I mean, maybe the best thing that comes out of this is, God, maybe you can move to North Korea and get like Netflix for $9 again.
Here's the thing. Like, honestly,
first of all, he probably went over there and he was like, what is Netflix?
North Korea has plenty of times.
We got Korea Flicks.
They've plenty of times like done things and they put things in the right perspective for the rest of the world and they fucking fall back on it and they make poor choices. And that frightens me. I get it. It was his dad or whatever the case may be, but that's just like their rep.
Don't get it twisted.
That's
this
their
dude
rep.
Is still ruthless as
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Like, he killed his brother.
accurate.
Like,
he had
fucking
shit
murdered
kill his brother.
His
yeah.
brother and then fucking put one of his advisors in a car and sent and shot a
oh
fucking
God,
missile
funny.
At it.
That's
like killed
funny.
Him
Awful.
With a missile. Ugh. Like he didn't even get a he didn't he was like fuck a firing squad, bro. No, no. I'm killing you with a missile.
Blowing shit
like,
up.
The brother who died, it was
in the airport.
It was a couple years ago.
His older brother.
And Kim Jong-un was like,
Yeah, he was like, they were like, hey,
some
these,
chick stabbed
these
with
three,
a needle.
These
it.
Three Korean bitches just rubbed shit all on his face and then ran off. One of them dropped dead.
Yeah.
I remember, Philip, you're right, but I'll say this. The part that grabs me is all his crazy behavior with this and where he has gone back on his word in the past, I don't know. Like, there's never been a step like this before with South Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's always with us, but it's other places.
It's a game, and you know what? The one thing that I always stand by is when people show you their true colors, you believe that shit, and they've done it repeatedly. And we're just like, oh, repeatedly. I'm sorry, it's not a word. They've done it so many times, and we just like, oh, okay, cool. Trump's like,
people
oh,
do change.
People do I'm change. Done with you. I'm country, so fucking I mean, done with you. People honestly, do change, but are
people,
you kidding me?
People do change.
This is, not, say, this is not people. And, this is a country.
And here, and I will tell you this, countries change. If you, to honestly
I can't
sit
have
back
this conversation
and,
with
and
you.
Sit and go, hey, you know what? You judge a country based on what it's shown you. Well, based on what it's shown me.
Hold on, okay.
If you want to talk about that, then you have to say, look, the country in which I live in, the United States of America,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can no longer judge you based on the progress that you have made. What I will hold you accountable for is for all the atrocities and things that you have done in your past, because what you have shown me in your past shows to me that this is who you are.
Okay, so here's the difference between that and them. In our country, people are filtered out. Things change. People are voted in. People move on. Things happen. Different government comes through. There, the shit does not change. It's the same people in power who are doing the same shit over and over and over again. So there's a huge difference.
But here's the thing.
What?
People do change in those positions. Nobody has those positions. I mean, look at what has happened so far.
A clear point. He fucking killed his brother.
Yeah.
Like, people don't change from that.
But he
has.
But there may be a point where.
No.
Like, we've all seen Ebenezer Scrooge, Christmas Carol, right? We've all seen it.
We're not doing
Maybe
this.
He got visited by the three ghosts of Christmas.
Okay.
Like the ghost
was Trump
of Christmas
one of them?
Past.
Is that how that works?
The ghost of Christmas present. And he was like, fuck, we don't know. We've never had Christmas. Christmas seems like a really cool fucking thing. So I'm gonna like nicen up my shit. He probably went outside the window and looked at a young Korean boy and said, boy, is what the goose still hanging in the window? And the boy looked up and he goes, ah, grand leader, you mean the fat one, the biggest one? And he goes, yes, boy, yes. And he goes, yes, it's still up there. And then Kim Jong-un does this. He goes, hey, get that goose for me.
You don't.
And then go kill yourself.
You know that's a fictional story, right? People don't do that.
Hold on.
Okay, just to make sure you know that.
I agree with Philip to a large degree. Like, Inum doesn't change its Kim.
Exactly.
But exactly. We, at the end of the day, like, we don't want to do business with North Korea. I mean, it would be nice if these people had the internet and weren't prisoners in there.
Yeah.
Like, that's all great, but there's one thing that needed to come out of this that Trump could have accomplished that he seemingly did. They needed to de-arm their nuclear missiles. Like, if you want to imprison your own people and treat them like the way you do, fine, but we got to know you can't go run and hit a red button at any time when you don't get your way. And that's apparently going to happen.
Apparently. I don't believe that, though.
Well, because I think what's going to happen is, like, UN people or our people will go in there after he says, yep, we don't have red button anymore, and they will examine it, investigate up and down, and go, yep.
He won't let them in. That's the problem.
Well, that's where that's right. I hope it changes. Because, look, again, if you don't want your people to have the internet, that's fine. If you want to torture them, it's awful, but it's fine. But when you go near that red button, when you see his crazy tweets, I have a problem. You could literally launch us into Terminator 2 or 3.
It would be dope.
No.
You see the missiles flying?
No, like, just the idea of walking robots.
Ugh, terrifying.
Philip.
Yes.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Your English boyfriend, Danny.
No, Irish boyfriend.
Irish.
Yeah.
So he's in town.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of, I was kind of hoping he'd come today.
I was too.
Eventually.
He was.
tell us.
Yes, Eric. I'm fucking ignoring
you. I'm here for five more minutes, people.
Tell us about his arrival and how this has all gone down so far.
So it's super funny because he's coming to see my show this weekend, which I have to
go
to tonight.
Right.
Okay, yeah, we keep going with that. But he arrived on Thursday, and I had a final dress, so I couldn't pick him up. So my friend Tony, one of the ballet like administration, went and picked him up. And I
how
would
did
say,
that
hey.
Exchange go down?
Well, honestly,
like,
I
was there like a was there like a. A safe word that he had to whisper to him.
I'll
like,
tell you.
Or you guys just show up and like there's like a big gay Rolodex, and
I
so he's
Uber.
Like,
well, here's the thing. Like,
because this is done in pounds.
We're trying to save money because he's coming here a lot and he's starting his own business. And there's a lot that's just happening. So I'm like, you know, like instead of you when you get here, instead of you having to pay for all this stuff, for me having to pay for all this stuff, because I'm trying to save money as well. we're just going to make this as cheap as possible. So I told my director, I was like, hey, I won't be at dress on time. I have to go pick up my boyfriend from the airport. He's flying in. And he's like, all right, well, let's send somebody else to get him. I was like, well, nobody needs to do that. If anything, like, I'll just get a car, because he wasn't really cool with me not being a final dress. He goes, well, Tony would go pick him up. So Tony says, yeah, that's cool. So I'm like, all right, well, let's exchange information, phone numbers, pictures, so we can see each other, know what you look at. Fucking Tony sends me a picture of him holding a rifle. I'm like, you want me to send my boyfriend from England a picture of you holding a rifle, and you're gonna pick him up, Tony? What the fuck is that? Like, I'm so confused.
Can I put a Confederate flag behind
it? And he's an ex-Marine too, so I'm just like, Tony, like, we can't do this. But he is the sweetest guy in the world.
Tony?
Like, Tony's a sweetheart. He's an older guy. He will talk your ear off about it because he loves his family. He loves his boys. He loves working for the ballet. Like, he's a sweet guy, but I'm like, that picture in itself is like going to set off the wrong impression immediately. So
he's Irish, not an IRA member.
Right. So I sent Danny a different picture, and I sent Tony a picture. So they met, and literally on the entire drive down, Danny learned about Tony's life, being in the military, how he met his wife, about his boys, about how long Tony has known me, about the ballet. Like, Danny learned all this stuff. So he dropped Danny off in my house, and I got home Thursday night about 10 o'clock, and Danny's like, yeah, and he's like telling me all this stuff. I'm like, fuck, I didn't know that shit about Tony. Like, I didn't know any of these things whatsoever.
Maybe you should talk take to him some more. Time and get to know him.
I know, like, right. I suppose. So yeah, and then we woke up Friday. We went grocery shopping. We ate.
Wait,
we didn't really go grocery shopping.
When's the first time you had sex?
We had sex before this time.
Upon his visit.
Like,
you got a problem with that?
Friday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd it happen?
I woke him up because I wanted to have sex.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you know, when you wake up in the morning, like, you know,
it's the hardest it's ever been. And it's that thing, like, literally, morning wood. There's no harder wood. You should be able to make a table out of that. There should be forests.
There's
committed to that.
There should be Revly horns,
like,
actually.
For real.
Like,
it's bulletproof.
There's vibranium. There's adamantium.
And
there's
morning wood.
Wait, Phil, let me interrupt for 1 second. A couple of weekends ago, Lindsay and Cohen had slept over, and she wanted to make sure he got to the bathroom in time in the morning, and she had to aim his morning wood into the toilet.
Oh, that's so weird. Oh, yeah. My God. I don't need kids right now.
You had sex and went grocery shopping.
We had sex, went grocery shopping. We walked through Wildwood Park. We had a very good conversation because we don't obviously get to see each other very much. So while we were walking through the park, we talked about knowing each other and getting to know each other more and better. And honestly, Eric, he reminds me of you a little bit because he is like this introvert. And he's very like quick. When we first met you, Eric, this is my impression of you.
That you were
like,
gay.
Well, first of all, Sarah
super
and Megan,
gay.
They did think you were gay. But
super
nonetheless,
gay.
So my impression of you was like you were very quick to judge. Like you saw somebody and you were just like, this is who they are.
Black. Don't. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Danny There's has, two of them. And then the beat came.
Danny has that. And I expressed him. I was like, you know, I'm really worried about how much time you spend by yourself. Because when he's at home, it's just like, it's just him and his cat.
Right.
It's just, and like you and your dog, like it's just, and he hangs out in the apartment, he FaceTimes with me, he has like friends that he goes and visits and everything else, but like he explained it to me in the sense of like he had a friend who messaged him because he has a friend who has Asperger's or who's autistic to some degree, and when those two were hanging out, there was a third person that was there that said that he was weird and he was strange and he needs to see somebody. And Danny got really offended by that. And I said, you should be offended by it because just because somebody has a condition, whatever the case may be, they don't need to see somebody. They don't need to change
right.
because they're around people. You don't need to conform yourself to society. But at the same time, here's the thing. But at the same time, like I told Danny, like I worry about how much time you spend by yourself because you're not putting yourself out into the world. So you see things differently, and then you're able to sit back and tell people what they're doing wrong when you're not into the mix of it, and that's not normal for
me. He wasn't the person being critical, was he?
He was not. He was the one who actually set things right, and I appreciate him for doing that.
I don't know how much he. I'll say this.
I want him to meet you guys really bad. I really did.
Him like isolating like I do is only magnified by you guys FaceTiming depending on how much you do it. That's like when my therapist said when I was like, yeah, I feel really good. I'm reading a lot of books. She's like, read less books. Go out and socialize.
Yeah, and I told him like before he came here, he used to be a DJ. And that's when he was younger. And he was actually like out and
I used
doing
to be a DJ.
Exactly, right? So he was like out and doing shit. So he had a friend that he used to work for as a DJ. And he has invited him several times to like clubs that are opening or things are like going on in London, blah, blah, blah. And Danny has always said, no, I'm just not going to go because I'm tired, because I have to do this, because I have to do that. And I get it. Like, you're starting your own business. You have to fucking work a lot. Demetrius, you know that, obviously.
And you're over that shit.
Yeah. But I told him, like, you have to stop and you have to go out and you have to do things, because if you were just, if you're sitting there and you're pounding away at all this stuff and like you're working super hard,
freezing.
It doesn't, okay, shut up. It doesn't like, it's not good for what you're trying to do. It's not going to help. You have to like break away from that and do something different. And socializing is going to help a lot, because then you get to actually be around people. It re-energizes you and things are different. So we kind of had like a mini argument, one of our first ones yesterday, walking through the park, because he wasn't understanding what I was saying to him. And I think he took offense to me telling him some things. But at the end of the day, we were perfectly fine. I actually ended up being in a bad mood, because walking through the park and dancing in the morning and not eating, I was like hangry. And I was like, okay, we're not talking about this because you're going to piss me off.
What other stuff did you guys do? Just take them anywhere?
Yeah, we've been to the museum. We've been to the zoo. We went to Paco's, which he hates.
Has he ever eaten hot dog?
No, he doesn't. He's vegan, right? But like, he'll,
why quoting?
Because he's not like pure vegan. He just tries to eat better for himself. So like, whenever like there is some meat, like he will go for it. Fuck off, Demetrius. I know I could get around that. But like, we went to Core. Eat healthy. What is it? Core place.
Yeah. Core life.
Yeah. So we went there, and like, he got tofu. But I think we're gonna go to Jay Alexander's tomorrow. Oh. We're gonna go to the Heights tonight after the show. Which, if you come, you're more than welcome to join us. You and Kara as well. If you guys can find some for Cohen, if he doesn't feel well.
If we get tickets tonight, can we buy them at the box office?
Yeah.
Is there still a convenience fee?
What do you mean?
When we went online to the website, we were
It's just online when you buy tickets there.
$50
Yeah,
it was half the price of the ticket.
And you know what? Honestly, because we're not doing like a name show like Wizard of Oz or Alice in Wonderland or where the case may be, ticket sales are apparently where they're not where they usually are.
Do you have any comp
tickets? So I've used them already.
Fuck.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right, because we intend to go out tonight. Mm-hmm. I think she planned to get a babysitter for New G. Cohen.
I would love to meet her. So yeah, you guys should totally come. Even if you don't come to the show, come to the Heights after.
Fuck that. On a Saturday night?
Well, it's going to be like 9:30. We're not going to go like late, because I have to get him back home.
It's going
to
be chilly outside.
It's always gonna be packed.
The Hens are playing too.
They're both playing.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? God. Yeah.
I had not been to the Heights. I went for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
On a Thursday night, and it was perfect. No, yeah. Nobody's standing, people at tables, but on a Saturday night, you got a better chance to be swimming across the mommy in eight seconds.
You know what's funny? I went up there on a Saturday night, and I was dressed, but I was literally just like meeting some people there because they had been there for dinner, and it got crowded. I saw people up there who I haven't seen in forever, and I realized why I stopped hanging out with them. These jackasses who are my age, I don't care if they hear this or if they listen to this, or if you can even like, you can quote me and put this shit on Facebook. These jackasses who are my age, who I used to know, they are ridiculous. Like, they are, their nose is so high in the air for some reason. I'm like, who are you? Like, I didn't like you before, but like, this is even worse than what like it used to be. And they're like, oh, I heard you got fired from the radio. And I'm like, first of all, like, I don't even know what that is. And then they look at me like, oh, you work at Apple. Well, that seems like it's a good idea. And I'm like, I don't know. Are you coming at me right now? Like, I don't know what this conversation is. So I'm just going to walk away. You have a good day. And I don't understand why that's a thing.
It's people.
Yeah.
It's like when I talk to one of my friends about like mental health stuff. Somebody asked me, what do you do when somebody like says ignorant things like, are you crazy? Or and I asked my psychologist friend. She's like, I don't even engage with those people because you can't teach ignorance.
I pull out my invisible lasso and then I pretend that I've hogtied them and then I walk away.
Or you can do that.
Which is, it's also a thing I'm just like, I tread lightly and I'm careful with what I say, but I'm like, I probably am making more money than you are. Like, unfortunately, like two of the people who I talked to that night who didn't rub me wrong, like they're still living at home. One of them has three kids, and not by different people, by the way. He has three kids by different women. He's still living at home. And I'm like, you're sitting up in this bar right now, like wearing a tie and a button up and sitting here drinking and like posing, but you're looking at me talking shit. Like, I don't understand why that's the thing. So
where'd you guys drink last night?
We went to George's, which was a spectacle, literally.
Good.
Like, it's so funny because whenever I walk into like George's, like I have obviously a lot of friends there, like I know majority of people. Mm-hmm. And I thought for him that would be like a lot, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to put him in that environment right away. literally, like, I just assume me, Nick, and you know Nick and Dom are dating. Did I tell you that?
I do.
So me,
Dom's
Nick,
in the show, right?
Yeah, he's in the show. So Nick, Dom, myself, and Danny, we all went. We met at Dom's house, and then we all went to George's together. And we walked in, and I probably introduced Danny to, like, maybe two or three people. And, like, he just was whisked away. Like, they were just all about him and talking to him. Like, a bunch of my friends who are usually even out for some reason, like, out hanging out, they got him drunk. They bought him shots. Like, he's at home. He still texts me, like, hunched over. Like, he's like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, you're fine. Like, just drink some soda water. Sit down. You'll be okay.
I have a question for you to ask him. Mm-hmm. On when Lexi, Tori, and Nicole came in.
What did he say about me? What happened there?
Listen to the end of the podcast. It was mostly me. I started it. I shared with them that I'd like to have some of my friends from like Detroit or other cities come here and kind of give an eye to the gay community here and what we have like in Uptown and other places. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like for being just Toledo, like there's a kind of like our museum is wonderful, our zoo mm-hmm. is wonderful.
Yeah.
Our gay scene, our inclusiveness scene mm-hmm. feels big city at times. So I wonder what he thinks about that.
I would love it. There are people who actually have come to our Pride before and from larger cities like Chicago, not New York, but I did talk to somebody who helps with New York Pride. And they're like, you guys actually, like, you make a splash. Like, people are aware that there is a thing happening in Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's good.
Not just Pride, but like what he was a part of last night and mm-hmm. people. And
yeah.
I mean, it feels so much bigger than Toledo.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, that's honestly, it's 100% thanks to like Lexi because she mm-hmm. took it by the balls and she was like, we're going to do this. We're going to do it right.
Crazy.
And every year And she literally has like moved it forward. I am afraid of when she decides that she's going to stop. Who's going to like
pick up the mantle?
Yeah, because that's a heavy thing. The meetings and the people that she has to fight with and deal with. And God bless Lexi because she is the sweetest soul in the world. She will smile at you and make you feel like you are the only person in the room. I cannot do that. There are plenty of times where she looks at me, she goes, pick your battles, smile, be happy, get past it. And I'm like, that's not me, Lexi. I'm not going to sit here and smile at somebody's face when they're not giving me what I need or what I want.
Have you said that to her before? That
what?
She needs to kind of groom somebody to take over for when she needs to be a mom?
She knows, but honestly, there isn't anybody. Like, there are people who, like, we work with who may be considerably okay to do it, but not in the way and the force that Lexi's able to do it. So I have no idea. There's going to have to be somebody who literally is going to be like, this little gay, homo, lesbian, whatever the case may be, that she's going to have to mold for like 3 or 4 years to be able to do what she's done.
I don't think that's how those people are made.
No.
I think those people rise up.
And that's...
We
haven't seen it yet.
Like, you can't... Yeah, well, you... It's the rising up. It's once the vacuum is created.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you will find somebody who is like willing to accept the responsibility to lead it into the next, you know, portion of its life. When somebody steps down, I've never seen an organization that has survived or succeeded based on the current leader picking its predecessor.
Right.
Not picking per se, but I see it's like a combination of what both of you guys are talking about. Because D, you're right. Somebody's either in or they're out. And to Philip, like to his point, maybe Lexi already knows this person, and there's somebody with a zest for it, a zeal. Maybe not at this moment. It sounds, mm-hmm. but one shall rise from the ranks. Yeah.
We could write like a cryptic prophecy.
I was thinking
for like the Pride organization. On the third moon, one shall rise.
Can we go back to quotes from the Transformers cartoon movie? The Matrix will be the Matrix of gay ship.
Yeah. Gay ship
will be passed, and one shall light our prideless yep. hour.
Open up, damn you! Open up.
It's gonna be one of those crazy situations because anybody who ever like takes over something that's bigger than them, it has to change considerably with that person, and it's gonna be a hard move.
Maybe the person that took over for Nick that I asked Lexi about the other night, and she was very excited for this woman. Mm-hmm. I don't remember her name, but I know everybody's all in for her. Maybe she will help bring that ball forward.
She won't be able to.
Oh,
those
okay.
Those two organizations, you can't head both.
Equality Toledo?
Yeah, it's
not
too
head,
much.
But but be a part of the search committee to identify someone who can carry the mantle.
Oh, absolutely. She should be. Like, I mean, that's the thing. But honestly, like, it will come down from the fact, like you said, like, Lexi may already have somebody who she has, like, in mind, or somebody who may be able to, like, move up to that. But you must understand, like, the backing that Lexi have. Like, she has an army, including myself, behind her, who will literally lay in front of a tank to make sure that what she wants to get done is going to get done.
Maybe you guys should pick him like the Buddha. Put out a bunch of gay articles and put a tray in front of him and let him pick, let him or her pick out which gay article was there.
We just like start taking things from Lexi's house and make sure that next person can pick those things.
She chose the vibrator. She chose the vibrator. She's the next Dolly Hama.
You know what? Maybe Lexi's carrying the next thing that's going to be able to continue to make this moving on. So you never know. You never know.
You're talking about Buddha, and I thought you meant like Buddha sitting under a tree, or in this case, a gay person who just wouldn't leave George's.
No.
That's it. If you're going to sit there, you're going to take out pride. All right. Another podcast in the books. Final thoughts from anybody? You had something about downtown places?
Downtown places?
Yeah.
I did?
I had said Jed's and Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I believe in downtown 100%. I forget that there are some things down there, and I do want to be able to one day, whether I'm living here or not, look back and be like, I remember when downtown was two bars and a restaurant and people were afraid to go down there and see it turn into something that could be like an amazing.
Well, I'll see your crappy memory and I'll raise you one other. I remember when downtown was four angry homeless people who both smelled like urine.
D, how many people that we saw on opening day a couple weeks ago were the type of people who just 4 or 5 years ago would have said, on a Friday night, hey, Friday night, you want to go downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't go downtown.
For what? You got a drug problem?
Right.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah. Now it's hip and happening.
Thanks for finding us. Another podcast soon for Demetrius and Philip. We'll talk very soon.